So everybody has many, many debts to so many people, demigods, ancestors, parents, teachers.
我们每个人都有欠债，我们有欠我们的老师、父母，还有祖先、半神人的债，我们都有欠的债。
And Krishna ultimately, because he gave everything, so the air, the water, the sunlight, everything is Krishna's giving.
所以终极来说，我们欠的是Krishna的，因为他为我们提供了水、阳光、空气，我们生存所需要的一切。
So if we give more energy to paying back Krishna by just chanting the holy name and reading Bhagavad Gita more, then Krishna will help us in the, all the other small debts we have.
我们当然都有欠债，我们有欠世俗的各种人的债，还有半世人的债。但是如果我们能够投入更多的精力去念诵，专注于念诵，读佛在梵歌赋 Krishna， 那么 Krishna 就会帮助我们还这些小债。
But you have to work at, you know, when you have a debt like that, you have to do what you can to pay it back. But if you just work really hard in anxiety, you may never get anywhere.
当然您说的您在物质上有欠这么大笔的债，你当然也得努力去还。可是你如果非常焦虑的话，那么情况会更糟。
Chanika Pandit said two things should be put out right away, debt and fire. Two things we should put out quickly, debt and fire. In fact, in Vedic culture, and even I think even the Bible has that, you know, people wouldn't go into debt.
在伟大经典里面有这样的说法，还有在圣经里面可能也说过，就是不鼓励人们去借债。
They didn't want to borrow money and they didn't want to lend money either. Because even in the next life, you'll have to, if you haven't paid it back in this life, the next life you'll have to still come back. So balance it, but give time for Krishna, pray to Krishna to help you. Don't say pay my debt, but to help you to be better, do better at whatever you're doing.
所以我们要向Krishna祈祷，不能只是祈祷说你Krishna你帮我，让我想办法减缓掉，要祈祷Krishna，让他帮助你在做每一件事情的时候都想着 Krishna， 带着 Krishna 知觉去做这个事情。
当我再还的时候，我会相信我肯定会还上。这个是这次肯定完成。无非我再还。She should turn it down. It's so loud. 我再讲的问题在哪？就是说，关于钱的问题，我很羡慕我身边的人。你比方说，老陈那个自己还有在身边这些人。 他们都有充分的精力，每一天想要做啥都去完成，我很羡慕。我现在吧，只是问了一个问题是在哪呢？就是说，分出两个问题问啊。第一个，自从我们修习奎斯纳直觉以后，我在精进的修行的过程当中，确实遇到了不少的困难和压力，这是肯定，人人都是如此。现在就是说，奎斯纳给我帮助。
give up everything and just surrender to me. Mother said, it is very hard for me to give up everything in this material world.
Well, it doesn't say give up everything.
He
says, sarva dharmam, give up ordinary religious activities that are just for material gain.
那么您刚才说到，普加梵歌中 Krishna 说到一句，说是抛下一切物质的，只是皈依我，对吧？对呀，就是在普加梵歌的神教。
People do so-called religious things just to get money, or to get a, you know, good wife, or to get this or health. Don't worry about all that.
Krishna 说
spirit religious act, you know. Give up all those things and just worship Krishna.
第一层意思就是说放弃所有世俗的宗教，第二层意思就是说放弃一切为了物质得意这样的心态，这样的动机，然后只是臣服于 Krishna， 然后这些你就可以得到了。 专心，只是正常的去做事。
Not that you give up your work, your life, but give up the, those kind of religious activities.
并不是说让你去放弃工作，放弃你的生活，正常的生活，而是要放弃这种功利性的心态。
They're all meant for Krishna anyway, so go directly to Krishna. No demigod or any, you know, people worship demigods, they worship so many things. That's what he's saying, give all that up.
世俗的宗教都鼓励人们去崇拜半神人，还有崇拜，不管是崇拜神人，这些都是为了物质的得意。那么 Krishna 说放弃这些是为了让我们放弃物质的这种得意的这种心态，获得物质收益的这种心态。
是的，当时我想的时候不是这么想的，我就急着叫我放下，因为了向老师心态。如果老师
现在明白了吗？
好，我现在明白了。向老师现在没有物质，根本他就把，那他能够上哪去住去？他们很艰辛的，他们这种很艰辛的，所以说物质还是。
啊，您还有什么问题？
好吧，到此结束吧，大家，大家问吧。
您说一下刚才第几章第二我怎么记清，就是说的履行你自己的职责，这边履行错了也许履行别人的职责强，怎么能知道我的职责是什么？
Krishna said it is better to fulfill your obligations rather than others. Even if you fail in fulfilling your own obligations, it is better than doing others' duty. So how can I know what is my duty?
Well, everybody has, you know, say you have children, take care of your children. You have a job, the job tells you what you should be doing. If you live in the ashram, you know, then this temple commander or somebody telling you this, you do this, this.
在每一个你的物质的生活属性中，我们都有自己的职责。比如说在家庭生活中，你是母亲，然后就要履行母亲的职责。你在工作中也有特定的职位，那你就要应该履行那个职位要求你做的事情。如果你住在庙宇呢，那庙宇的管理者给你分配什么职位，分配什么任务，你就要去做。
根据这灵性四阶层，在灵性旁边，
灵性，
你就职责，你怎么
听清楚？
哎，对，你
清楚自己灵性的职责。
哎，
你的意思是怎么知道你是 Brahma 呢，还是这个事情？
哎，完了，你的职责到底是
你就是
你现在的职责是哪个？根据灵性四阶层、四阶段，就你自己是哪个，你应该是做哪个。
你的意思是还怎么知道自己属于哪个阶层？
做哪个阶层？
做哪个服务就是哪个职责？你应该是自己做哪个职责？
哪个职责？It's asking, I'm not sure what kind of a spiritual class I belong to. Should I do the duty of a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or Vaishnava or a Jew? I do not know.
No, we're Vaishnava.
Mm-hmm. 首先我们是 Vaishnava, 是奉献者。
So Vaishnava is not any one of those things exactly.
所谓的灵性就是那个四阶层，白身娜娜不属于这四个，任何一个。
But we may do the work of any one of them.
但是我们
whatever is necessary.
根据实际的需要，我们可能会从事这四个阶层中的某一项活动。
Even if a Vaishnava is working like as a Sudra, he's just cleaning the streets, he's not a Sudra, he's a Vaishnava.
有时候你看一个 Vaishnava, 一个奉献者，可能表面上在做 Sudra 的工作，比如说他是个清洁工，但实际上他不是这样的，他真正的身份并不是清洁工，他是 Vaishnava。
So we have our natural propensity, so we may generally work in one of those ways.But for Krishna, that makes you not really one of those things.
我们每个人根据自己的物质的品性还有能力的倾向不同，都会从事特定的工作。可是表面上看，它是属于 Sudra 或 Kshatriya 或者 Vaishya。但是对于一个 Vaishnava 来说，它是超越这四个阶层的。它虽然表面上这么做，但它不属于这四个阶层。
那 英语老师会告诉你你的职责是什么吗？
Will our guru tell us our specific duty?
Yeah, sometimes. He always tells everybody the main spiritual duty, chant 16 rounds, follow the regulated principle.
就是有时候会的，会告诉你具体在做什么，但是每个guru他都会告诉。
Right. Take only prasadam.
告诉你，告诉他的门徒，
serve the devotees.
最重要的灵性职责，也就是十六圈四项规范原则，吃不烧的做服务。
Sometimes you may get some specific task, not always.
有时候呢，门guru 会给门徒一个特别的、一个特定的、具体的服务去做。
Like, we tell everybody, do your, you know, whatever your duties are in the material world, do them nicely.
同时呢，他灵性老师也会训示门徒去履行很好的那些物质的职责。
If you have a job, be happy and work nicely because.If people know you're Hare Krishna, then they'll think Hare Krishna is good, so that's preaching.
林星老师会告诉你，你不管你在做什么工作，你都要快乐的去做，知足的去做，尽你所能才做到最好。因为别人知道你是 Vaishnava， 是你是奉献者，还会看到奉献者的好，你是被吸引，这就是传教。通过这样的方式，这样的展示，你是做了很好的传教者。
If you have family, then you have to do your family duties nicely.
你在现在是在家庭生活，然后那你要很好的去履行你的家庭职责。
And it's also preaching.
完美的履行了你的家庭职责，这也是一种传教。
People see what the bodies are nice.
这样人们就会看到奉献者是很优秀的。
You pay your taxes.
你按规定的交税。
You don't break the law.
你没有违法。
Right.Then it's preaching, that's also preaching.
所以我们很好地履行了物质的职责，给世人做了很好的楷模表率，这也是非常好的传教，以身作则的传教。
你就比方崔老师，他的自己擅长唱歌弹琴，他是他的用这个唱歌来弹琴，就是唱奎斯纳或者教奉献者唱歌，这就他自己利用他自己的特长，这也是指
陈阳，
也是执行他的一个职责，这么去理解对吧？
对对，也是陈阳，绝对对，他用这种音乐，
每个人
用各种
个人根据自己的特长，
对，
哪个特长也这么举个例子哈，每个人不一样，每个人有每个人的长处，特长，
各有所长。
应该是这样，
对，
大家还说
什么？像我的母亲已经80多岁了，那我想最近这一年可能就要面临她要死去，那么就是说，那一天来了，我们应该怎么做？做儿女应该怎么做？
My mother said my mother is already 80 years old, so what is the best way for me to help her spiritually?
Well, you be a good devotee, and that automatically helps her. Try to give her prasadam. If she will hear you chanting, that's ideal. Chant or hear about Krishna.But if you can't do that, at least if you're a devotee, that benefits her very much. That's Krishna. Krishna helps.
Right?
Even mundane governments, or sometimes they do things like that, they help the family.
其实世俗的一些政府也有，他也会照顾的。
Like my father, he was in the war.
In the war.
In the World War II.
我的父亲就曾经参加过二战。
And he had some injuries.
在战争中受伤了。
Of course, he didn't die, but when he died, the government helped my sister to go to university because her father had been and served the country.
就是在父亲的去世之后，然后政府那也就是帮助他的妹妹上大学，因为他的父亲曾经服务过，为国家做过贡献。
So if the mundane government will do like that, what to speak of Krishna?
就是这么一个例子，就世俗的这种政府，他也会照顾国民的，那么更何况。Krishna
是至尊的控制者，他是每一个人。Lord Nrisimhadev told Prahlad that he had liberated 21 generations or something.
他对 Prahlad Maharaj 说，他拯救了他的21代，至少21代的家族。
That's how Krishna works.
Krishna 就是这样的仁慈。
But if we can personally do more for someone, give him prasadam or you know, let them hear the chanting or whatever, then they get more benefit more quickly.
我们就是我们自己本身做好一个奉献者，就对家人有这么大的好处。如果能直接的再给他荣耀普沙赞，再让劝他唱诵，这就会更好了。
那我要问呢，就是说他那个就是去世以后，好像咱们世俗有个形式，开个追悼会呀。
How can I?
临终关怀。因为结果的那个，我知道怎么做。那我们那个，用慈悲纳的这个修行方法，它应该有个什么样的意思？
What should be the spiritual ceremony of funeral like?
Funeral?
After her mother died.
Yeah. Well, if you can get a tulsi leaf and put on her mouth. If somehow you can get Ganga water and sprinkle that on them. Those are really good things.
对他非常有利。
Then after the person, you know, the cremation or whatever, we offer prasadam to that person.
After the
funeral and everything, then we offer prasadam to that person.
我们也可以
get their picture and offer prasadam.
在他去世之后，我们中国有这种，就是。
If I don't know if you do cremation or what kind of funeral do they do in China? Burying, cremating, or do they burn the body or they bury the
body?
Mostly burning. Yeah, if you can somehow be chanting at the time of the burning time, that's very good. If you can throw some tulsi wood in the fire.But usually it's an electric fire now, right?
中国的火葬是怎么样？是那种用电还是
电？
Yeah, if it's a regular
fire,
it's electric, so you probably can't do that.
可以扔一些火吐息液。
这个咱们没有办法扔，因为那个你把那个人。
But if you're there with the body before they put it in the oven, you can put some tulsi.Then the tulsi wood will burn.
What kind of tulsi?
The wood, dry tulsi wood. From old ones, you know.
就是引进的秃心受毒的那个，
对，引进那个就肝就是老了，就是
脸是老的肝的。
If you can write Krishna on their body, that's.
也可以在他们的身体上，就是那个，在身体上。
Yeah, it depends on how much you control you have with some clay or you know somehow write put Krishna's name.
脸上可以放名字。
完了，塞他的衣服里头。是吗？
太方便了啊！
Usually devotees now, you know, when they go to Maya, they have Ganga water. So just a little bit, a few drops. That will purify all the whatever sinful reactions.
To Godhead, and then can my ancestors go together with me?
Again?
If I go back to the Godhead,
yes.
Will my ancestors go together with me?
Not necessarily. But they'll get great benefit. They may come later. Not at the same time. They may get a better birth, or they can begin devotional service or something. When Krishna says they're liberated, it doesn't mean like instantly, but they get on, they get on, they get started towards Krishna.
If in my devotional service I have personal motivation or fruitful attitude,
yeah, he accepts everything. But we won't get as much benefit. But we're in the purifying stage, you know, the beginning stages. For we do it no matter what. There's a nice verse in the second canto. Anybody have that book here, the second canto? I mean, I know the verse, I can say it, but you don't have the book, okay? Krishna says, Akama sarvakamova mokshakama udarari tivrena bhakta yogena yajeta purusham prajet. So that means akama. Kama means lust, lusty desire. And akama means no lust. He says, what do you have, all lusty desires, or you don't have any lusty desires? Or moksha kama, if you're just trying to get liberation. The best thing is to practice bhakti yoga. And worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, no matter what your condition is, we tell everybody, just chant Hare Krishna, just offer to Krishna.
Krishna. 都唱诵 Hare Krishna.
And you'll get purified.
这样就会得到净化。
But if we just constantly think, well, I'll serve Krishna to get something, I want to get this, I'll serve Krishna, I want, then we probably won't keep serving Krishna. Probably get distracted.
无论什么样的心态都可以服务 Krishna, 但是以公益性的心态去服务 Krishna, 想着我通过服务 Krishna 我可以怎么样，那你这样的心态可能你的服务不会太持久。
But I think everybody knows the story of Dhruva Maharaj, right?
Dhruva.Dhruva Maharaj 的故事大家可能都听过。
Anybody heard that? Yeah. Famous. So Dhruva was a young boy.
Dhruva 是一个小男孩。
The son of a big king.
Early
beginning of the universe.
在这个宇宙创始之初的话，他曾经是一个伟大的国王的儿子。
And the father had two wives.
他的父亲有两个妻子。
And he was favoring the other wife that wasn't the mother of Dhruva.
他对他的一个妻子非常的宠爱，那这个妻子不是 Dhruva 的母亲。
And Dhruva had been a favorite of his father. The father loved him very much.
他父亲非常爱 Dhruva Maharaj.
But one day he went to sit on his father's lap and the other wife said, you can't sit there.Only my child can.
他想坐在他父亲的腿上，但是那个被他父亲宠爱的那个妻子就说你不能坐在国王的腿上，只有我的儿子可以。
And the king was so attached to that wife that he didn't say anything.
因为这个国王非常宠爱这个妻子，他就没说什么。
So that she said, only God can help you. You know.
The
woman said that.
这个妻子就说只有神可以帮助你。
So he was a very Kshatriya, very passionate.
他是 Kshatriya, 他是非常有激情的，激情属性非常。
He asked his mother, "How can I get to God?"
他就问他的母亲，我怎样才能见到神？
She said, "I don't really know, but sages and they go to the forest."
他的母亲不知道，也不知道。然后一个圣人就告诉他，你去森林里。
So even though he's only 5 years old, he went to the forest.
他只有五岁，但他还是听劝，他还是去了森林里。
And he was just praying, "I want to find God." You know.
去了森林以后，他就不断的去祈祷，我要找到神，我要找到神。
And he was angry. He wanted to get a bigger kingdom than even Lord Brahma.
他当时非常愤怒，他充满欲望，他想我要得到一个比 Brahma 大的星球 Brahma.
Then Narada Muni came.
Narada Muni 就来了。
So what are you doing out in the forest? 5 years old. This is you got to go home. It's dangerous.
Narada Muni 就对这个小男孩说，你才五岁，这么小的男孩在这干什么呀？你应该回家。
He said, "No, I want to find God. Can you help me?"
他说不，我要找到神，你能帮助我吗？
Narada said, "You're too young. You go home."
Narada 说你还这么小，你应该回家。
Dhruva was very strong-minded.
Dhruva 他意志非常的坚定。
Said, "If you can't show me God, you go home."
他说你不能让我找到神，你不能帮助我找到神的话，你应该回家。
So Narada taught him mantra and he taught him some puja.
Narada 给他一些曼陀罗，给他铺下。
He was chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
教他唱 Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
And he did great austerities.
他做了很多苦行。
First he was eating only the leaves that fell from the tree or something. Finally he wasn't even breathing. He stopped even breathing. He was just.
So much determination. 刚开始只吃树叶，最后都几乎要停止呼吸了。
But he wanted a kingdom of the whole universe.
但是他还是有这样的愿望，他想得到整个世界，想得到一个非常大的王国。
So he was so austere, it was disturbing the whole universe.
因为他非常的苦行，这种状态已经影响了整个的星球，整个的宇宙。
So Lord Vishnu came.
就威士努就来了。
And said, you know, he said, what do you want? He looked up and he saw the Lord.
就 Vishnu 就说你到底想要什么？然后这个男孩就他抬头看，看到了主。
Lord was so beautiful. He was just completely overwhelmed.
主是那么的美，他一下子就被吸引了。
So he said, "What do you want?"
他说，主维什纳就说，你到底想要什么呢？
He said, "I don't want anything."
他说，我什么也不想要了。
He said, "No, I know you want something. Why are you doing all this austerity?"
主维什纳就说，我知道你肯定是想要什么的，那否则你为什么要做这么多苦行呢？
He said, well, I was a fool. What I wanted was insignificant. Since I've seen you, I'm completely satisfied.
他说，我很愚蠢，我要那么多东西，直到我见到你，我才发现我要的那些东西是那么的微不足道。
So the Lord said, no, you have to ask for something.
主维士顿说，不，你还是要一些什么吧。
He said, no, I don't want anything.
三男孩就说，不，我不要了，我什么也不要了。
He said, you called me here, you have to ask for something.
主维士顿说，你叫我来了，所以你还是要些什么吧。
He said, just let me always hear your glories and be with devotees and always chant your holy name.
三男孩就是给维士顿说，请允许我恒常不断地唱诵你的圣名，荣耀你。
So he gave that, but he also gave him the kingdom on earth. For 36,000 years, he became the king.
在他主维士努给了他这样的祝福，允许他恒常不断唱诵圣名，然后荣耀主，同时也给了他也想要的，虽然他现在已经不想要了，但他主维士努还是给了他一国王国。
And then after he finished that, he gave him his own planet, which is a spiritual planet in the material universe.
甚至最后还给了他一个他的灵性的一个王国，在这物质世界。
That's called Dhruva Loka.
这个就叫做 Dhruva Loka.
In material world, they call it the pole star. It's one star that stays in one place, and all the others go around in the universe. It's called the pole star. There's one star that never moves, and all the other stars go around.
物质世界我们叫做北极星。
哦，北极星。
That's why we have different, you know, astrology.But that one star doesn't move. The rest of them move.
在天文学上，我们知道，就只有那个行星它是不动的，其他行星绕着它转。
So whatever your motive is, you serve Krishna.
不管你有什么样的动机，你都是可以用来服务 Krishna， 都要去服务 Krishna.
Because that's the only way you're going to purify your motive.
只有通过，不管你有什么样的动机，还是要服务 Krishna， 因为只有通过服务，你这个动机才能够被得到净化。
All right.Akama sarvakamova mokshakama udadadi kivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param
不管你想要得到不管你有没有物质的东西，你只要是想得到解脱，都应该去服务 Krishna， 服务至尊人格守神。
It's a very important verse.
这一个世界非常重要。
So that's the second canto.
那是在第二篇国家的团的第二篇
and chapter 3
第三章
verse 10
第十世界
if you have a book when you go home or something
大家有书的话可以记一下第二篇第三章第十世界记得
ok
我看外面南瓦里呀，因为这个服务形象是很严格，所以这个东北这么冷，再说家庭环境，完饭气绝不气绝的，在庙里住家里头还不怎么太高兴。要是说在家里边呢，完了服务神像，完了天天晚上睡觉啊，还得上这儿来，你知道吗？我现在还和这个还有得了一个甲亢，结节，
得个病，
得个病，腿还有点不太灵了，所以我一寻思我该怎么做呀？
I have to, I do not live here. I have to come here to worship Didi every day. But according to Vaishnava ethics, according to the regulations and the rules of worshiping Didi, it is very strict, but I have some problem with my health. I'm not in good health. So how can I do this service nicely?
Consciousness.
Hmm?
You have to do what you're able to do
and
to please Krishna.
I can do some morning service. I can, I'm not able to do the
That's evening. Okay. You do what you can. Krishna doesn't want you to, you know, injure yourself or something by in the name of service. Krishna doesn't want us to do something that's very, very difficult that makes us sick or give, you know. He wants us to have a good life.
She's afraid of making offenses to thinking.
That's okay, just chant.
没有关系，那你通过专注的念诵能够消除这些冒犯。
谢谢
你们，
蛮想找个人讲，我都请你来的。
All right, that's enough. Thank you very much.